D. A Japanese viewpoint.
I share your view on this topic. I personally have no experience in job hunting and have never worn a recruit suit in my life. So I really cannot express my personal feelings as a person who wore the suit. However, I would probably follow the crowd and would not venture to follow your suggestion. Just as wearing a uniform exhibits conformity to an organization, the uniform-like recruit suit is required to show your obedience and loyalty to the possible employer. Just as with other traditional practices in our life, there is an established form or manners for job hunting in Japan. Simply follow the same procedures that have been observed for decades. Besides the recruit suit, Japanese job seekers are always expected to use the same form of CV and to provide identical information, including the name, age, sex, high school and/or college they graduated from, to apply for a job. They are supposed to put a photo of their face as well. In contrast, in the United States, there is not such a formal way of applying for a job, and everyone can use their own CV forms and can write in their own style. Some pieces of information expected naturally in Japan are considered to be too personal or could lead to discrimination. It is illegal for businesses to put limits on sex or age, or to even require a photo for most positions. I assume that you got the position not because you wore that devilish suit to get their attention, but because you were simply one of the best qualified candidates. Unlike an audition for performers such as actors and actresses, where candidates are expected to demonstrate some form of individuality or peculiarity, it is safer in Japan to follow the crowd and exhibit a willingness and readiness to follow and preserve the tradition and customs of Japanese society.